I got a whole lot of stuff here I could tell you that's not correct, but if you have any questions, I'll answer.
Have any questions, Contractor?
Thank you.
No question. All right. Mr. Schick.
I'd just like to say for the record that offshore breakwaters are the way to go. This project, the neighbors would have done well to do the same. Costs more, but next hurricane coming along, we know who's going to be safe and who's not. Hardening of the shoreline is a problem, and bay-wide. Stone is better than bulkhead. Offshore breakwater is better than stone. Properly engineered, which this appears to be, it's going to be a good project, and I'd like to move to recommend it.
Second.
Motion made, Mr. Schick. Second, Mr. Holland. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Thank you, sir. Fairfax County Department of Public Works.
Somebody's ready.
Bob, there's no end to your stuff today.
Man, see, somebody's helping Tracy anyway.
I know.
I think we're going to have to order dinner.
I did that a while ago. Nobody responded.
All right, I'm going to keep this one fairly short. I think it's pretty straightforward. The Fairfax County Department of Public Works and Environmental Services, they request an after-the-fact permit modification to retain approximately 50 linear feet of riprap stream bank stabilization along Pohit Creek associated with a sewer line project in Fairfax County. The approximate location is shown here on the map with the red arrow. This is on Pohit Creek. It's to the west of Fort Belvoir. That's Interstate 95, shown here in red. And this is Route 1 here in red. Again, on an aerial photograph, it's located just below. There's a railroad track through here where, and a commuter rail station. You actually come down the hill to the location here. Previously, the commission has, back in 2003, as a page 2 item during their May 27th meeting, approved the installation of the sewer line, these four crossings here. After that permit was issued, the applicant did come back before the commission as another page 2 item, which allowed them to place a concrete cap over an existing sewer line within this easement, as well as a concrete encasement around the new sewer line that the commission had previously permitted in 2003. And it also allowed gabion mattresses, similar to the baskets we see on the shoreline sometimes, to be placed over top of the entire sewer line project as it crossed Pohit Creek at the four crossings. They again, last year, exactly a year ago, in January of 2005, came back before the commission as another page 2 item to remove a time of year restriction that had been placed on the permit for anadromous fish. The commission gave them an extra 2 weeks to finish the project. And now they are back before you again. This time, though, is an after-the-fact request. They placed 50 linear feet of riprap along the stream bank where the location of the star is in the drawing. This is a drawing they have recently submitted to us. Here's the sewer line that is, it came down. This was the existing sewer line here along the top, and I believe this was the one they had added in that the commission approved the crossings of Pohit Creek further down the line. None of the crossings are shown in this particular drawing. The railroad tracks that run just north of the location where they installed the riprap are here. This is Pohit Creek running down through the middle, and shown in yellow here is the 50 linear feet of riprap. That riprap does extend channelward of ordinary high water approximately 1 foot. It does extend down approximately 18 inches according to this drawing, but the channelward encroachment is approximately 1 foot. Let me just go over quickly the details of how this came about and how staff was contacted. On June 6, 2005, staff received a phone call from the applicant's agent, Mr. Dean Westman, with Whitman Record and Associates. Mr. Westman informed staff that due to a recent rain event and the fact that they had an excavation just on the other side of this bank for the installation of the sewer line, that they were afraid that the excavation would collapse from the stream bank erosion. They felt it necessary to install the riprap to protect the excavation and to protect the safety of the workers working within that area. Mr. Westman's call was placed on the same day the installation of the riprap took place, and he followed that up with a letter showing drawings and photographs of the work that had been done. And quickly, these are the drawings that were submitted back last summer after the work was done. This is a drawing showing that bank from across the river before the work was done. It's fairly vegetated, undisturbed area. And you can see here now we're standing on the bank. There's the riprap. At the top of the bank here is silt fence, and then the elevation drops back down into this excavation site where they were installing some of the infrastructure of the sewer line. You can see the equipment down in that. So they were afraid that this would erode out, causing the stream to essentially collapse in and flood this excavation. These are photographs taken by staff back in December. This is looking north towards the railroad crossing and Interstate 95, which runs behind the railroad. And this is the site now has been filled back in, but there are some of the infrastructure of the sewer line remains above ground here, probably 40 feet or so back from the top of the revetment. And just another photograph looking downstream of Powhit Creek there. The riprap does not go into the water very much. Again, I said approximately 1 foot earlier, so there's almost little impact to our jurisdiction here. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, in an email to staff dated August 26, 2005, recommended that the applicant investigate opportunities to restore Powhit Creek to a more stable condition using natural stream condition channel design principles, which would further protect the sewer line and the adjacent or to the adjacent creek. The Department of Conservation and Recreation, in a memo to staff dated August 29, 2005, stated that due to the scope of the project and its distance from natural heritage resources, that they did not anticipate any adverse impacts and that the proposed project was acceptable as proposed. The Department of Environmental Quality, on an agency evaluation form dated August 17, 2005, stated the proposed project was acceptable, and we did not receive any other comments or concerns from any other state agencies. I'll go ahead and go into the summary, if Kathy, if I can have the lights. Clearly, Fairfax County Department of Public Works and Environmental Services, along with their agent, are well aware of the need to obtain VMRC permits before conducting any work encroaching upon state-owned submerged lands. Potential for stream bank erosion and collapse of the excavation site not only threaten the project, but also pose a safety hazard to construction crews operating within the excavation. In this case, it appears that the applicant acted quickly to protect the stream bank and to prevent a more serious problem and was not in a position to wait for commission authorization before beginning the work. Accordingly, since staff would have recommended approval of the project had it been brought before the commission before its installation, and because the applicant, through their agent, was quick to notify staff of the unauthorized work, and because the emergency nature of the project, staff recommends the commission approve the after-the-fact modification to the applicant's existing permit. And I do believe that the agent was supposed to be here today to represent Fairfax County, Dean Westman. So if I can answer any questions to the commission.
Any questions from the commission?
Nope.
Mr. Weston?
I don't have any questions.
I think we can save ourselves and use some time. You may come up and introduce yourself.
My name is
My name is Dean Westman. I'm the agent for Fairfax County. Just like to say, we would like to leave the riprap in place. It is, as noted, within 40, 50 feet of the existing sanitary sewer infrastructure, and we feel that tampering with it now just try to replace what's in there, what we had to put in under emergency conditions could possibly just threaten the existing thing in another, the existing structures in another hurricane or heavy rain situation.
And you agree with staff recommendation?
Yes, I do.
Well, I think you did a good job, and I move recommend staff recommendation.
A second, if there's no objections out there.
Any other discussion? I'd like to make one comment. I've been caught in the same situation, kind of with your pants down. And I commend you for your diligence. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Thank you, sir. Long ride for a minute or two, but anyway.
He was probably here.
Yeah.
I don't think he's complaining.
Andrew Burry.
Mr. Berry's office called this morning and said he was running a little late, but I think he made it.
Well, we held up for
it. It was not.
I knew we were waiting for somebody.
Yeah.
He's buying dinner tonight.
I'll go ahead and go right into it, Kathy, if you can get the lights. Mr. Berry's requesting authorization to modify an existing permit to allow the construction of a 24-foot by 40-foot enclosed boathouse at the channelward end of a 128-foot pier in lieu of at the channelward end of a 95-foot pier adjacent to his property along Urbana Creek near Oaks Landing in Middlesex County. That's the landing that's behind Saluda. There's a location of Urbana Creek on the Rappahannock River.